shy and coon. Niggers, colored people.
The way that goes with most people down here is when they have to make a distinction, they call them colored people.
Colored people. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
And call a white person just a white person?
Yes. They call them white folks, you know.
White folks. And do you know if, what would a Negro, or what would a colored person call a white person if the colored person got mad at the white person? What kind of term do they use?
I never have heard very much of that.
You call them Hopi? Did you ever hear that?
No. In Civil War days, they call them white trash. They didn't rate high, you know.
You might call them rednecks, or is that North Georgia mostly?
No, I don't think that's a nigger term. I don't think niggers ever use that. Yellow necks or rednecks?
Crackers?
Mm-hmm. I never hear any of that.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a man had a fishing rod and his little son carelessly broke it. You'd say that man got awfully what about the broken fishing rod?
Angry?
Angry, mad.
Disturbed?
Disturbed.
Emotional?
And suppose you've been working hard.
Mad, they'd say mad, you know. Mad, that used to be. Mad and angry don't mean the same thing.
Really, I'm very
John the Baptist was said to be a madman.
But
by that means he was just wild. He was raised in the wilderness down there south of Jerusalem. Eating loaves and wild honey, and I reckon he'd run down a rabbit barefooted. But he's a horse crying in the wilderness. Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. The reason they never lived from the earth. He raised a madman by most people.
He was a prophet.
What?
Because he was a prophet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Probably had a lot to do with it.
And suppose you been working hard all day. By night, you might say, phew, I am really
petered out.
Pooped. You ever say tired? Just
tired, exhausted. Worn out, used up.
If you get sick, if you become ill during the night, you might say, last night I suddenly, what sick?
Became ill or sick?
You say take sick or was sick or?
Nauseated? Sick in the stomach? It all depends on what nature the illness was.
You ever say just you took sick?
Or? I was taken sick. Oh, back yonder, they would say I was took sick.
Took sick?
Took sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not took, but took.
And
I took sick, I know what you mean now.
And after a wedding, friends of the bride and groom might make a lot of noise. What would they call that?
What would they call that? They go and play the instruments and sing outside the wedding. What do you call it?
I've got several terms. A belling or a serenade.
Serenade.
You ever hear calathump?
What do you call that?
Calathump.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. It's just some people say calathump. They call it a calathump or a...
That's a new one on me. You got me there.
Heard that. Chivalry. Never heard that.
Serenade.
The serenade.
Serenade is a common term down in here, you know.
And how do you call, what do you call a spook to frighten children with? You sometimes say, now you better be good or the what will get you? To a small child.
Full scratch.
Full scratch?
Yeah.
Any other terms like boogeyman?
Boogerman.
Boogerman.
B-U-G-G-A-R, booger. The boogerman will get you there. It's a booger, it's a quick name for that, a booger, B-O-G-I-E, I believe, B-O-G-I-E.
Do you ever say a Christmas gift at